Christian, how fired up are you guys for this week and a chance to go back out and get back into SEC play?
It's going to be nice. You know, it's like you said, it's going to be nice to get out there and get back into SEC play. You know, there's nothing like it in preparing, you know, each week for these SEC games is, you know, it's something that we got to, you know, lock down and come out to practice every day and, you know, just get one day better and get one week better. You know, this week we're just, you know, looking to be 1-0 after this weekend. So that's the main thing on our mind right now.
How big is it to have games in November that are still so meaningful?
It's big time, you know, especially when you look at, you know, what we're looking at to how we're wanting to finish the season. And, you know, each game's going to be big. You know, the more we keep winning, we said it before, the more we keep winning, the bigger each game's going to get. So that's you know, that's just on us to you know, keep the energy going high and keep getting better each week.
You can watch the playoff show.
Yeah. What was that?
You gonna watch the college playoff show?
You know, it's not something that I'm, you know, kind of looking forward to watching it. If it's on and, you know, I'm by, you know, I'll watch it. But there's, you know, nothing really we can control from that. You know, we're just excited to be in the talk or about, you know, being in the playoff or, you know, possibly reaching that. So, you know, like I said, we just need to focus on us and getting 1 week better.
Opportunities like this, though, is that why you came to A&M?
Without a doubt. You know, it's you know, I always said it, you know, I came to the SEC to play against the best and to be the best, and you know, the best is in the SEC, you know, I believe the best competition week by week. So it's you know, it's awesome to be able to get this opportunity and playing games like this.
You know, when you know that you're gonna be getting most of the targets out of most of the receivers like you have been this year, you know, how does that affect your mentality going into game day on Saturdays?
It just you know, it makes it so where I have to be locked in at all times. You know, there can't be a lack of focus. There can't be a lack of preparation coming into each week, you know, for each game. So that's one thing that, you know, I really, you know, stay on myself, kind of use some self-talk to just make sure I'm focused and I'm locked in before each game, and, you know, being able to go out there and be 100% and give the most to this team.
Are you seeing a decent amount of doubles at all with how much you're getting targeted throughout the year or no?
It kind of depends on what, you know, who we're playing. You know, it depends on what type of scheme they're running. You know, I'd say it's gone pretty much 50-50. You know, especially with being there in the slot, you know, it's a little easier to get double with the safety over the top, and then, you know, with the nickel, either inside or outside of you, or even, you know, linebackers flaring out. So, like I said, it's just part of that preparation and seeing what they do schematically and getting ready for that.
What do you expect from Mississippi State this weekend?
They, you know, they run a lot of different coverages. You know, that's the one thing that we've seen, you know, looking at it yesterday. They run a ton of different coverages. So that's why it's big for us as a receiver group to get in the film room this week and really get it go in depth and see what they're running on third down, see what they're running on third and long, see what they're running on first and second down. So that's going to be big for us this week, just to know what they're running and, you know, be prepared for it on Saturday.
How much love did James Lockhart get with that back block on that first punt return?
He got a lot. You know, that's one of the techniques that Coach Banks teaches, and, you know, I kind of hit it on it on Saturday after the game. You know, he Coach Banks is, you know, he makes it so fun and he makes it so easy to, you know, to learn from, and you know, all these guys are coachable, and, you know, they put it when they're able to go out there and practice it, and then you go out there and you see it applied on Saturday. It's awesome to see, and, you know, you see, you know, it works for a reason. So you know, James did a great job with that block.
That second one, he was right there running with you stride for stride, helping spring you the last 20.
Yeah, you know, it was awesome to see on film. You know, we looked at that yesterday, and, you know, just to see all the efforts on those two punt returns, you know, guys are just out there giving 100%, and that's what you want on your special teams group.
Are you guys talking about the opportunity that you have coming up here in the next month, or is it just something where you guys are going day by day?
No, it's just it's day by day. You know, I said it before. It's just getting 1 week better. You know, and finishing each week 1-0. That's our main focus right now, and that's all we're focused on about going through this next month.
Seems like two punt returns would be a lock for a special teams of the week, but boy, I guess you got to have what, three or four.
I guess so. It's no, it's nothing I can control, but you know, it's kind of tough, you know. You go out there and you you have success like that, and, you know, obviously you'd like to be rewarded for it, you know, as a group, you know, not individually, but as a group, because that says, you know, what it is, you know, how we are, you know, going about ourselves, you know, as a group on punt return. But, you know, like I said, there's nothing you can control.
I think you've said it, and Trevor said it before, you guys don't feel like you've played your best game yet. How would you, I guess, characterize or classify what you think your best game would be?
You know, it's kind of tough to say. You know, I think it's just offensive efficiency, you know, being able to go out there and you know, complete all our third down conversions. I think that's a big thing that we're looking for out of this offense to get better at is, you know, converting those third down conversions and being 100% in that aspect. And then obviously, you know, whenever we're getting in the red zone, putting points on the board. And, you know, I think once we can do that and not have any turnovers, not have any drop balls, I think that will be our best game of football from an offensive standpoint.
How do you gauge personal success?
You know, it's you know, I set a real high standard for myself, and you know, that would be something that I gauge at the end of the year. It's not something I'm too worried about, you know, during the year, because I'm just worried about, you know, how well this team's doing. If we're winning, then I'm happy, and you know, that's the main thing right now. But you know, personal success is just, you know, something that you look at after the season and kind of evaluate.
But is there like a number, like a metric that you use? Say, I want to hit this, or a certain category that you want to do really well in?
No, not really. You know, you kind of look at it, you know, as overall, you know, because you want to be great in all aspects of the game. You don't want to be great in just one aspect. You know, especially being a wide receiver, you have to be great at all aspects. So that's one thing that I look at.